Unit 5. The World in Our Kitchen. Pages 85 and 86. Lesson A. Reading. Track 112. The Toaster Project. In the book Mostly Harmless by Douglas Adams, a man from 20th century Earth travels to a strange planet. The people on the planet don't have technology. At first, the man thinks he can become the people's leader because he knows about technology. However, he soon realizes he can't create technology by himself. As Adams writes in the book, by himself, he couldn't build a toaster. He could just about make a sandwich, and that was it. In 2010, a British designer named Thomas Thwaites was inspired by this story. After reading it, he decided to build an electric toaster by himself using raw materials. To begin his toaster project, Thwaites looked at all the toasters in a store. He bought the cheapest toaster because he thought that it would be the easiest one to build. He took it apart to see what it was made of. Although the toaster seemed simple, it had 400 different pieces. These pieces were made from about 100 different materials from all over the world. Thwaites decided to start by making a few basic materials. As he later said, "I didn't have the rest of my life to work on this project. I had maybe 9 months." Three of the materials were steel for the heating grill, plastic for the toaster's casing and cord, and copper to make the internal wires and the pins of the electric plug. How to make a toaster? First, Thwaites needed some steel. In an old book, he found instructions for making steel from iron using fire and a leaf blower. So he went to a mine in England to get some iron. Then he worked for a day and a half in his mother's backyard trying to make steel from iron. It was slow work, and he needed to use a microwave to finish the task. Finally, he made his first piece of steel. It was the size of a small coin. After steel, Thwaites needed some copper. He went to a mine in Wales that was one of the largest copper mines in the world. He collected mine water with dissolved copper in it. Thwaites used the copper from the water to make wires and the pins for the toaster's electric plug. Thwaites then needed some plastic. He considered that, in the future, we will find a lot of plastic in the ground. It will be there because of all the plastic garbage that we put into landfills today. In that way, plastic will be a kind of raw material. So he went to a waste processing plant and found some used plastic. He melted the plastic and shaped it to form the toaster's casing. At last, Thwaites had some basic materials. He began to put together the parts to create a toaster. The end result wasn't pretty, but would it work? Thwaites plugged it in, and it started toasting. Unfortunately, after about 5 seconds, the wires melted. As Thwaites says, "I considered it a partial success, to be honest." A toaster is one of the simplest kitchen items. However, Thwaites worked for several months to make a toaster that worked for a few seconds. The next time you use a toaster, or any everyday item, consider what it is made of and where the materials come from. You might appreciate your piece of toast just a little more.